Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the potential Bristol Bay permit buyback program. What do you know about this so far?
The plan is sort of outlined in a study that was, again, funded by the BBRSDA and done by Northern Economics. It's a good study. I encourage you to go to the BBRSDA website.
It's on their website as a PDF, about 80 pages, I think. it's not a bad read.
It is pretty lengthy, but there's a good table of contents in there that I suggest you follow if you want to get to the real meat and potatoes that you're interested in.
Well, the real meat and potatoes is that this isn't a potential economic choice for the DriftNet fishery.
That's right, right. The point behind a permit buyback is to basically provide a mechanism to consolidate the fishery, ostensibly to increase the economic value for the people remaining in the fishery. That basically translates into fewer boats and more fish per boat.
And as I understand, either the state or the feds could fund a buyback from a fishery like ours here.
That is correct. Although during the conversations at the Fish Expo session, both the state and the feds were adamant in describing that this would be a loan and would have to be paid back by the Bristol Bay DriftNet fleet.
Oh, really? So how did the fleet respond to that you could tell at the meeting there?
Well, it's really no news to most members of the fleet that are familiar with other buyback programs. So I would say that they didn't respond specifically negatively to that idea, since they were used to the notion from the permit buyback that took place in the Southeast seine fishery.
So Southeast is similarly paying back for the permits that were purchased by the state and or feds. I think they had buyback from both state and federal.
Yes, I think you're right. Yep.
Okay. Well, what else did you hear at the meeting? Was there a heightened level of interest about this? If I remember correctly, we're talking about the potential of removing several hundred permits from the fishery.
Yeah, right. And the general feeling I got from the meeting, and this is also echoed in the report and in Undercurrents News, is that there's a lot of skepticism about whether or not a buyback program is appropriate for Bristol Bay. And that's based a lot on the fact that there's skepticism as to the optimal number of permits or the optimal level of participation in the bay, some of that is driven by the fact that participation of latent permits or permits that don't fish every year sort of waxes and wanes by the fish price and the abundance of the returns.
Okay, was there any discussion about who this harms or helps? And I'm curious because I wonder if there's been any thought as to whether this benefits the fleet that doesn't live in Bristol Bay year round, or benefits the fleet that does live here, or vice versa?
Well, that's a good question. And if you'll take a look at the Northern Economics Report, they do touch on that issue a little bit. And with the primary question being, which permits are the ones that are bought back in a permit buyback scenario? And that question was raised a couple of different times during the special session at the expo. And people really wanted to know whether or not there would be some way to protect local, specifically watershed permit ownership.
I just wonder if we would see permits bought back from fishermen who watershed residents.
Well, again, it depends on how they structure. If they were to go forward with a buyback scenario, it would really depend how they structure the buyback.
Okay.
In the past, they've structured it such that there's what they call a reverse auction. So they offer usually in a sealed bid format. They'll solicit bids for permit price buybacks.
Okay. Well, while we've got you here, let's talk quickly about this forecast that came out maybe 2 weeks ago. Huge numbers. Surely this was a topic on the minds of many people in Seattle. We're talking about somewhere between 40 and 60 million fish.
Supposedly this forecast is up 34% from the run in 2014. And the range, like you mentioned, is somewhere between 45 million and 63 million fish, which is a significant increase up from 28 million fish that were caught last year.
And all of the forecasts that are done for Bristol Bay are similar. They're not very far off. This could be a huge run next year.
Yeah, it could be. And the range of 45 to 63 million, it sort of reflects the roughly 30% leeway in the ADF&G's numbers.
Were the fishermen that you encountered in the industry that you encountered, were they excited about the size of the run or concerned how they may play into the market price next year?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, fishermen that have been fishing in the Bristol Bay fishery for a while understand that there is definitely that relationship between price and quantity. Some of the fishermen I spoke to were visualizing this as an opportunity to improve their fishing operation, take that next step up to the larger boat to increase their ability to catch more fish for this next year and take advantage of this big run. Some of them did mention the price. They mentioned that we caught quite a bit of fish last year, and the price was a little bit depressed, perhaps because of that, perhaps because of other factors. So, yeah, some interesting observations from folks that are out there on the water.
Well, Gabe, we're out of time, but we hope you come back next week to talk about the potential new EPA regulations to small vessels if Congress doesn't take action by the 18th, and a little bit about how the farm salmon markets may be affecting the price of our wild-caught fish. Gabe, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.